So today is Mothering Sunday, as you all know. And I already touched a little bit on it when I was praying, that it's always a funny Sunday, right? You know, we celebrate mothers, but of course there is a little difficulty in that because not all of us are mothers. And not all of us have a very good relationship with our mother. You know, some of us have a mother but never knew our mother. Some of us fell out with our mother. And some of us just never became a mother. So there's always a little bit of tension there, if you like. But there is one thing that we can celebrate, of course, and that is the fact that all of us, at some point in time, had a mother. Science, clever as it is these days, is still not able to grow a full human baby without a mother. We all have a mother. And so part of celebrating Mothering Sunday is, of course, celebrating our own life. If it weren't for our mother, we would not be here. Oh, and our father, but you know, let's concentrate on the mother today. So, my question to you is, and this is going to be a little bit of an interactive thing. My question to you is, what does make the mark of a good mother? What characteristic does a good mother need? Yes, Abby. Love. Okay. Great answer. What I will do is, and please all work with me, otherwise this bit is not going to work. Are you going, do you all have a card and a pencil? All right. So what I will do is on here, I will paint the symbol that I think may go with love. And you can all either write the word or paint the symbol. Draw the symbol on your cards, yes? Please, all do it. It doesn't matter how well you can draw, but it is something that we will all benefit from in a little while. So if you haven't got a card or a pen, please stick up your hand high, and Abby will run around with stuff that's needed, and Rosemary. Do you all have something to draw on and draw with? Okay, this is new. This is the first time I've done this, so it potentially can end in disaster. So please bear with me. So the symbol for love then, what would that be? A heart? Are we happy to... Can you all see this? Can you see it or not? Yeah? All right. So that is one mark of a good mother. What else would a good mother... Yes. Sorry? Understanding. Okay. What is the symbol of understanding? All right. Let's improvise a little bit here. Understanding. Tom, if you could show that other picture on here now. So you can either draw on your card what I'm drawing or something else, or you can just write down the words, like something like this. So understanding then. I think understanding is something like she gets it, yes? So how about we do a little tick? She just gets it. Yes, what else? Sorry? She's a great mom by teaching, yes? So what do we need for teaching? A book? Shall we do a book? She teaches us in all kinds of ways, but a book is maybe the thing, yeah? a book. All right. Does our mom always teach us out of a book? Or what other ways does she teach us? In which ways does our mom teach us? Yes, just shout it out to me. What to do, hey? By telling us what to do. And sometimes by giving us the example or not, and showing us how to do it. What else? Yes.
Friendship.
Okay, give me a symbol for friendship. Two hands. Okay. Two hands. Wow. Can you still see this or not? Okay, the hands are going to be slightly challenging for me. For some reason, and somehow, these are two hands holding each other. It's just a blob. You have to read that in there. You can just write down friendship if you want to. What else? Sorry, caring. Yes, and what else? What were you going to say? Sorry? Cooking. Caring and cooking. So, let's say caring then. Caring is a little bit like giving hugs, isn't it? Is that so? Caring is a little bit like giving hugs, yes? Right, I didn't quite think this through of what to do with the dirty pieces of... caring. I advise you to write the words down rather than painting them on there, because it's much easier to write them down. Caring is a bit like giving a big hug. These are two arms. Just giving a big, big hug. A little bit like a pretzel. There we are. And a good cook. She's a very good cook. Not all mums, but most mums know how to cook. So there's a cook's hat. There we go. Or a cake, whichever you want to make out of it. What else? Yes, Abby. Respect. Okay. Wow, you come up with difficult words that I didn't really quite prepare for. Respect. So what is respect? I'll just write it down in a word, maybe. Respect. Very important. Yes. Always has time for you. Yes. So it is a little bit like a timer, an egg timer. So it's like an egg timer, but instead of the egg timer running out of sand, the sand is always staying here. Never runs out of time. Okay, I think we can conclude that my painting skills are not great yet. What else? Is there anything else that we... Well, there is lots more, of course. But is there anything really pressing that we still want on there? Yes, Rosemary. Telling you what not to do. So what is that? That is like boundaries, isn't it? Telling you what not to do. So we will just put that in black, because it is actually quite important. Telling you what not to do. It's like a bit of a framework around your life, isn't it? To know, okay, now I'm really pushing it. I can't go any further than this. Who here has a mum who tells them what not to do? Okay, I think we can continue with this for a long, long time, but we also need to do some other things in this service. So let's think a little bit further then. All those things that we have just written down, and many, many other things that we can think of, is it just our mum who gives that to us? Or are there sometimes other people who give those things to us? Yeah. Sometimes friends as well, yes, and family. So sometimes it can be one of your friends at your age, yes? Isn't that interesting? So sometimes when our own mum is not around, or our own mum has perhaps passed away, someone else can actually give us those things. Sometimes it's our dad. Sometimes it's our grandma or our granddad, or an auntie or an uncle, or a friend, or just someone else. So, isn't that interesting that sometimes we can all be a little bit a mother to someone else? Even when we're a man. Even when we're very young. Something to remember. And that is why we celebrate Mother's Day. Because in some ways we can all be a little bit of a mother. Now we have someone here with us today who for many years to many, many people has been a little bit of a mum in a whole lot of different ways. And unfortunately for all of us, she is going to leave us. And that someone is Tracy. And you know her all very well. Tracy, can you come to the front? We just want to say thank you to you. Tracy has been a kind of mother to many people here. And she is moving on to other things. But we just wanted to say... Well, I'm going to leave the rest to Rosemary, actually, sorry.
Thank you. I just have to stand. Right, that's okay, right. We want to say thank you, Tracy, for all that you've done for Christ Church in the years that you've been the guider. And it is very much appreciated. We will miss you. We didn't mean to make you cry, but...
No, we didn't.
But here's some flowers.
Oh, thank you.
That's okay.
I'm going to miss you as well.
Yes, yeah. So I think that deserves a big clap for what she's given us.
Thank you.
All right, well, you can see how important it is to be a mum to people. And how important mums are in our lives, in all kinds of different ways and shapes and forms and occurrences. So, I hope you have all drawn or written your card. Did you? I hope so, because what we will be doing now is we will sing our next song, and that is called Come and Join the Celebration. And whilst we're singing that song, we take the collection. So I invite you all to come forward to bring your collection. Not so that I can check upon you. Just if you don't have money, don't worry about it. And also your card. So in the one basket, please put your money if you have. And in the other basket, please put your cards. You will get a card back again, so please come and bring it to the front.